From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
The sea of heartbreak, lost love and loneliness, memories of your caress, so divine, I wish you were mine again, my dear. I'm on the sea of tears, the sea of heartbreak.
Last weekend, my co-host Michelle Norris was in Seattle at the Moore Theater, on stage with writer and singer Roseanne Cash. Cash has had a long string of country hits dating back to the early 1980s. Her most recent album, out last year, is called The List. Roseanne Cash, of course, had a very famous father, Johnny Cash, but she and Michelle talked a lot about mothers. Roseanne's mother was Johnny Cash's first wife, Vivian Liberto, and her stepmother was June Carter Cash, a member of the legendary musical Carter family. Just before Mother's Day, we want to play you a bit of Michelle's conversation with Roseanne Cash.
If you don't mind, I would love for you to tell me a little bit about your mother, Vivian Liberto.
She was a Texan from San Antonio, Italian, strict Catholic family. And so it's kind of a weird combo, Sicilian, Texan. There's some intensity there, let's just say that. A lot of emotion, too.
You are surrounded by memories of your father. I asked Sean Lennon this once, what it was like to walk into the gap and suddenly hear your dad on the overhead speaker.
That happens to me all the time.
So he's sort of there, and there are reminders of him. What do you do to keep your mother present in your life in the same way? Or is she there in a different way?
Well, it's not always a good thing to have your dad show up unexpected all the time. You know, you grieve and you mourn and you miss someone, but you can't be in that space all the time. You have to go on with your life. My mother is there just in the way I keep my house and raise my kids, and I have one daughter, my youngest daughter, who's she's really inherited a lot of my mother's characteristics and passions. So I see my mom every day in this kid.
Did your parents sing particular lullabies to you, and do you sing those same lullabies to your children?
My dad used to sing, "Don't mind the rain or the rolling sea." No, he didn't. I sing that one. See, it's so funny how you sing it so long, you think, oh, this has been around, you know. They say, my grandparents sang it. No. He used to sing, "You take the high road and I'll take the low, and I'll be in Scotland before ye." I still sing that one to my kids.
Mm-hmm. Now, you are a stepmother, as am I. And you had a stepmother in your life, mm-hmm. June Carter Cash. Tell us about your relationship with her.
She was insane. I mean, in the best way possible. She was the most charming, crazy person you ever met. But she had grown up on the stage. She had literally started performing from 4 or 5 years old. So she, her life off stage and on stage were exactly the same. There was no persona change whatsoever. There was no fourth wall for her. She could be talking to you and having the deepest conversation and walk on stage, continue the conversation, and just break stride, do her performance, and come off and continue it, you know. In fact, the greatest story she ever told me about herself. She was on one of those package tours through the South in the 1950s where they had several country bands on, and the Carter family was one of those bands. So she was at one show, and the band on before her, the banjo player didn't show up. And they were going, where are we going to find a banjo player? And June said, well, I'll do it. And they said, oh, thank God, come out, you know. June went out. She played the banjo with this band. She came off. She had never played banjo in her life.
Oh, you're kidding.
So I said, she told me this story. I said, but how did you know how to play banjo? She says, well, honey, when I stepped on stage, I knew how to play banjo. And That's just how she thought. If you were on stage, you could do anything.
It's good to have someone in your life who has that sort of attitude.
So good. It was so good for me because I was shy, you know, and I didn't take to this naturally. And she was just like, oh, you know, just do it. What are you afraid of? She was great. She gave me a lot of confidence in myself when I had very little.
Now, many people will find it surprising that it wasn't your father who taught you how to play the guitar.
No, it was Helen Carter, June's sister. They were all on the road. Carl Perkins was on the road as well. So it was this great show, a lot of time in the dressing rooms, and Carl would show me something, you know, but he didn't have much time for a 19-year-old girl learning how to play a guitar. It's Carl Perkins. But Helen really put in the hours with me. She taught me the whole Carter family lexicon, and she taught these songs to me in a way to say, this is yours. Keep this alive. You can do this. You know, it wasn't like, this is something pretty to look at over here. It was like, take this.
It's a gift.
It's a gift, and please keep it alive.
Roseanne, thank you so much.
Thank you.
It has been so wonderful to be here with you tonight.
Thank you.
Michelle Norris, speaking last weekend in Seattle with Roseanne Cash. And it was obvious on stage that night that the musical gift would continue for at least one more generation when, during her performance, Cash surprised the audience by inviting her daughter, Chelsea Crowell, on stage. The two, she said, had never performed together, but they played a song by Chelsea, who represents the third generation of songwriters in the Cash family.
And now the bells have rung and all is done. The tin cans were drug down the road. And now I have learned that you were sure, and I'll forever wish that I was her.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.